Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Why doesn't he give a speech from Oval Office tonight saying, here's my plan?
He wants to speak before Congress because he recognizes that while there are things he can do without Congress, and he will do them, there are actions that need to be taken with Congress that require legislation to grow the economy and create jobs. And he wants to go to Congress, speak directly to members of Congress, and lay out his proposals. The first opportunity to do that is next week. So that's when he'll do it.
There's Press Secretary Jay Carney at the White House telling reporters why the president wants to wait until next week to present his plan on jobs. The president's upcoming job speech happens to be the number one item this week on the countdown, and we're going to go through all 10 of them during this hour. The survey of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 2nd of September. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. As a matter of fact, let's run down the top 10 determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is the publication the talk radio industry pays a lot of attention to, specifically monitoring talk radio shows and hosts and stations all across our country. The newly announced cast for the new season of Dancing with the Stars came in as the number 10 item on the countdown this week. Sports in general, sports talk radio, the NFL preseason, the rivalry between the Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Hard for me to even say that. Yankees. And number 9, Dick Cheney's book. Number 8, the AT&T merger with T-Mobile and their big lawsuit against the federal government. That's number 7. The situation in our country 10 years after September 11th is number 6. Number 5, the aftermath of Hurricane Irene. Activity in the financial markets and their improvement. Number 4, turmoil in the Middle East. Number 3. Number 2 is the presidential race. Number 1, the speech on jobs, as I said a few minutes ago. So let's get in here reporter Chuck Todd with White House Communications Director Daniel Pfeiffer. Now, let's see. We have a press secretary and a communications director. Why do you suppose that is? That's a sidebar conversation. At any rate, here's Daniel. Is it Pfeiffer? Pfeiffer? I think it's Pfeiffer. Talking about what we can expect from the president's speech.
What's going to be in the plan and what's not going to be in the plan? And I've been told that, look, this is going to be focused on job creation. Does that mean we will not hear the president propose something that, for instance, to try to deal with what's going on in the housing crisis?
Well, what you'll hear from the president is a speech about how we grow the economy and create jobs. He will talk specifically and unveil that night a very specific package of measures to create jobs and grow the economy. There are other things we're going to need to do beyond specific things, and we'll have more details on Wednesday night. Tax cuts for individuals and businesses, infrastructure ideas, help for the long-term unemployed. There are things beyond that we're going to have to do to get out of the economic mess that we're in. There's no question. And housing's at the top of that list. The president has been doing a lot on housing. We're going to have more to say about that, some in the speech, obviously, but also down the line as well. But what we're going to be there on Wednesday night, or Thursday night, excuse me, Freudian slip, to talk about is will be a very specific set of initiatives that are focused on job creation as soon as possible.
Now, you guys have said, Jay Carney in the briefing, you have said this, others have said this, that this is going to be proposals that have traditionally gotten bipartisan support in the past. Does that mean you are grabbing ideas, you're going to be putting Republican names to it? Can you give a little more, show a little more leg, if you will, on exactly what you mean by that?
No, what we mean is that there's the things I mentioned here, and we'll have, as I said, more details in the speech, infrastructure proposals, tax cuts, are things that in previous eras with different iterations of the Republican Party have been supported by both parties, by independent experts, by economists of all stripes. Those are the sorts of things the president's going to talk about in the speech. You know, I suspect that there will be things he'll have in the speech that will have been previously supported by specific members in the audience that night. Whether they're named or not, you'll have to wait till the speech to see. But there's no reason the things he's proposing should not be done. The only thing that will keep them from being done is politics. And if Congress and the House Republican leadership in specific is going to let politics stand in the way of creating jobs and growing the economy, that's something they're going to have to explain to the American people.
All right. So politics, what you'll hear is what we didn't hear anything really. Was there an answer to a question there? Didn't sound like a Daniel Pfeffer, the White House communications director. No real answers. Long-term unemployed seems to be the number one thing that people are stretched out about. Isn't that the way it seems to be? Isn't that the most important thing? And a lot of if I can have a side conversation here for a second about this, what appears to be happening, those who do the hiring, if you have your own business, who are you hiring if you're hiring anybody at all? Are you hiring people who have been out of work for a long time or people who have come from one job into another job? That's usually the psychology behind hiring new people. You get somebody who's been in a job, who's done a good job. You think if they've had a job, they want another job, then you hire them before you hire somebody who's not employable, because that's what some people think. If you've been out of work for a long time, you're not employable, which under the circumstances is probably not good reasoning, not good thinking. But still, that's the way it's going. A lot of people have been out of work for a long, long time are finding it harder and harder and harder to get a job. That means that there are new little businesses that are sort of, have you noticed there are more landscape guys around this year than there have been for a long, long time? That's the way that people, you know, they get out and they found that Brand X, Fred the lawnmower, charges $10 for the lawn, so I'll charge $9. And that way I can at least get $9 cash for doing 15, 20 minutes work. You know, that's I'm giving you an example, but that's how new businesses are started. If you work for yourself, that might be something that is tenable. But it is really the long-term unemployed. It's unfair in most cases, not all cases, most cases, to just figure, well, they've been out of work for a long time. They must not be any good. That's, again, sidebar stuff. Here is, let's see, at 14 past the hour, we're going to listen to some folks go beyond the politics of this in just a matter of moments. The politics of the Obama speech, is it political or not? Of course it's political. And the timing has been something people are laughing about because Boehner asked the president to please not have his speech on the same night the Republican debate is. And the president apparently said, okay. So it's 14 after on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds in clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here reviewing all of the top 10 items this week. The folks in Washington looking at an email that was sent out to millions of Obama supporters, and the title line, the subject line in the email, frustrated. The president is unhappy and frustrated because he doesn't seem to be able to get any traction. He doesn't seem to realize that the reason for his not getting any traction is because he's not doing the right thing. Wouldn't you think that would be the reason? Here's a radio host, Peter Tilden, talking to Daniel Stone from Newsweek about the politics behind moving the speech from Wednesday to Thursday.
Al Sharpton is incensed about Obama's job speech moving, and I'm sure that just burns Obama. You're the correspondent at the White House. How incompetent. You've got 2012. This is all political theater anyway.
Sure.
The speech, the timing of the speech, Congress's timing, the Boehner-Obama standoff. It's all political theater. How did the White House get it so wrong that they could make the president look so weak?
It was all just a failure of strategy on both sides. The White House said that they checked with Boehner's office, the Speaker's office, that Wednesday of next week would work. Of course, Wednesday is the day of the GOP debate in Simi Valley next week. So there was some strategy there. And Boehner, in response, said, you know, why don't you come on Thursday instead, just because we have some security concerns we need to take care of on Wednesday. Also political strategy. So there was this standoff in Washington for probably about 2 hours where no one knew who was going to buckle. Of course, President Obama, he eventually said, look, I want to focus on the speech. But you're right, a extreme failure in strategy, a major distraction from what he's going to be talking about next week, creating jobs.
Well, the other thing is, jobs is the biggest issue right now that faces us all.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep going, yeah, I can move it another day because my Uncle Lewis will still be unemployed Tuesday. I mean, the message it sends is so asinine and so stupid. And it really positions him poorly, and it becomes now talking points rather than the job speech. So let me ask you this. What's going to be in the job speech? Because there are certain sectors that are doing better. You got some car parts, and you got retails doing a little bit better because people finally, I guess, had to buy an orange and toilet paper. But the problem is that the areas that he spent money on stimulating, like education, clean energy, infrastructure, not recovering so well.
You're right. There are some that have done extremely well. Manufacturing is one of them. They've added about almost 200,000 jobs over the course of this year. Commercial retailers, about 150,000 jobs. Healthcare, accounting, lawyers, all of those have grown very large. When it comes to education, energy, transportation, all things that got hundreds of billions of dollars in the stimulus, those are still sluggish. So I think what we're going to see with his speech coming up next week, he's going to focus more on things like infrastructure. And not to say that the initial package wasn't good, but he's going to say maybe it wasn't big enough. Maybe we need to devote more money for our roads and bridges.
Is that a great strategy?
It's a risky strategy. Certainly we won't, you know, get approval from the Tea Party, but a lot of economists that he's talked to and we've talked to have said, look, the first package was $1 trillion, which was huge, to really jumpstart economy from where it was back in 2009. It should have been a lot bigger. So I think they're going to try to go back for another round of this.
All right, buying your vote. Another failure, though. The strategy pretty weak in the White House, sounds like.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we're at number two now on the countdown with the focus on the jobs speech, et cetera, et cetera. Off now. We have politics. By the way, the politics of the Republican race, there is an interesting sort of amount of polling going on, and most of it focuses on who's running. But there is a poll that shows that Obama is in a worse position than most any president in terms of not popularity, but how are you doing the job? In most any president at this point is going to have partially the end of the first term blues. But Obama's got it big time, and that's why they're doing the job speech and reacting to all of these things rather than act before and have it work. Nothing that they've done really has worked because they don't have the experience, and they still don't have people around that know how to put all of this together. Thus, the extraordinarily low 34% of the country thinks that he's doing okay. Other than that, it's pretty much he's out to lunch. Okay, so what can the Republicans do? Here's radio host Dave Boz talking about a new ad from Michelle Bachmann as they all get ready to stir the pot before next week's debate. She attacks Rick Perry here, and wait till you hear who paid for the ad.
Listen to this Bachmann ad, Rick Perry ad, where it's an attack on Rick Perry, and see if you catch something a little odd about it.
Rick Perry says he's one tough hombre on spending.
Number one is don't spend all the money.
But what's his record? Rick Perry doubled spending in a decade. And this year, Rick Perry is spending more money than the state takes in, covering his deficits with record borrowing. And he's supposed to be the Tea Party guy? There is an honest conservative, and she's not Rick Perry. Paid for and authorized by Keep Conservatives United.
Did you catch that at the end? First of all, it's a bad ad. I mean, the messaging is it might be forceful and appealing to the target audience, but could you not find somebody with a real accent? I mean, he sounds like some guy you picked up out of Bellevue trying to imitate a Texan. It doesn't work. But the very end, it says, paid for by Keep Conservatives United. So you got two of the more conservative candidates there that you're talking about, Bachmann and Perry. And then it closes with, paid for by Keep Conservatives United. you've just been ripping on one, and then it's paid for by Keep Conservatives United.
What I want to know is who are the people behind Keep Conservatives United? That'd be more interesting. 800-510-8255, by the way, is Connection Phone Line. If you'd like to comment on any of these things as we work our way through, help yourself. Here's radio host Leslie Grosch talking about a growing number of Ron Paul supporters who are trying to get Democrats and independents to change their affiliation so they can vote for Ron Paul in the primary.
There are a couple of different movements, and I don't think they're true grassroots movements. I think these are probably funded by supporters of Ron Paul, maybe Ron Paul himself, out there to try and get progressives to switch their registration to Republican and vote for Ron Paul in the primaries. One of the movements is sort of like tongue-in-cheek, like if we do this, then he won't stand a chance of beating Obama if he actually gets the nomination. The other one is obviously to point some attention towards Ron Paul from the progressive community. And there are things with which people believe they agree with Ron Paul. But I think you need to be very cautious when reading the one-liners and the position papers of these candidates, because, you know, right now they're casting a wide net and trying to get as many voters and raise as much money as possible.
All right. So anyway, if you're a Democrat, would you cross over independent? Would you change your affiliation to Republican so you could vote for Ron Paul in the primary? Interesting idea. 800-510-8255. This is Talk Radio in Review for the week.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world, and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free BIC product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free BIC product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, and fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Working our way through the list, the charts for the week of August the 29th through September 2nd in the world of News Talk, issue-oriented conversation, just like the Music Countdown shows, surveying what music is being played in the various formats. We're doing the same thing with the world of political talk. And so we went through one and two. Now we're on number three, and that's Libya. Here's host Michael Patrick Shields with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about the latest on the search for Gaddafi.
I'm told the U.S. Embassy in Tripoli is standing in ruins there, violence and so forth, and the rebel leaders have given the Gaddafi forces 5 days to surrender. He's still on the run, still on the loose. Do we know anything about is the circle closing on Gaddafi, and does it matter?
Well, I think the regime is done.
Yep.
And so the governance part starts. Now it's just the cleanup. And it's a dangerous time. I don't mean to belittle it. The dangerous time is this is how insurgencies are born, as we saw in Iraq. And so doing this next part right, I think is critically important, and it's dangerous because you are going to have regime elements who think they have nowhere else to go other than to fight. I didn't like the 5 day surrender thing because it reinforces in their mind either fight to the death or I get thrown in a prison for, you know, and beaten for 200 years. And so we're trying to provide advice and counsel where we can to help with the transition. And again, as you and I have talked before, my biggest concern is securing those weapon systems to make sure that doesn't start walking away.
Meanwhile, Libya's internal leaders that are interim holding talks with the UN and other international officials to work out specific ways to help Libya rebuild after Gaddafi's ouster. So it looks like progress is being made. Meanwhile, the stories continue with how much money we've invested, close to $3 billion apparently now, in aid and help, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is it worth it is always the question that gets asked, and time will tell. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook with details about a lot of the stories, things that you may not read elsewhere. Help yourself to that information. Number four on the countdown, what's going on in the financial markets? A lot of the business talk radio programs and hosts following on that. Pretty much good news. Then we get to number five, the aftermath of Hurricane Irene. Not such good news. We start now with Governor Chris Christie in an interview on a radio program talking about Congress and giving them a warning.
We don't have time to wait for folks in Congress to figure out how they want to offset this stuff with other budget cuts. Our people are suffering now, and they need support now. And they can all go down there and get back to work and figure out the budget cuts later. But we need the support now here in New Jersey, and that's not a Republican or a Democratic issue. I don't want to hear about the fact that offsetting budget cuts have to come first before New Jersey citizens are taken care of. So you want to figure out budget cuts, that's fine. You're going to turn into a fiasco like that debt limit thing where they're fighting with each other for 8 or 9 weeks and you expect the citizens of my state to wait. They're not going to wait, and I'm going to fight to make sure that they don't.
All right. Chris Christie been mentioned as a dark horse, excuse me, candidate for the presidency. Here's talk host Kelly Lynch with attorney Paul Hardin about some of the legal problems that are starting to arise out of all the damage caused by the hurricane.
Say, for example, your neighbor's tree falls on your house or your tree falls on the neighbor's house. Where do you start? Who's responsible and where can you go?
You know, this question comes up every now and then, but over the past 2 days, it's come up a lot. What happens is this. If your neighbor's tree falls on your land and therefore you need it removed or can cause damage to your fence or your property, your own homeowner's policy is the one that is going to pay to have the tree removed, to have the damage repaired, unless the tree was, and this is a tough standard, but unless the tree looked like it was going to fall before, it had problems before, it was an old tree that was just kind of ready to go and the neighbor knew about it. If that's the case, then actually it's the neighbor's homeowner's policy. So you can imagine that there's some questions and some discussion going back and forth between the insurance companies for the place where the tree landed and where the tree started before it fell.
It seems like it would be kind of hard to prove, though, whether they knew about it or they didn't know about it unless there was some discussion between the neighbors prior to this incident.
In fact, if the discussion is what it would take, if you put it in writing to your neighbor, you know, great way to build relations around the neighborhood. But if you put it in writing to them, say, look, this tree looks like it's about to come down on my property. And once you put them on notice, then it does shift the burden to the neighbor's policy.
So say the tree – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I guess, but who really thinks of doing that? I mean, from a practical consideration, it usually is a discussion. And then that discussion tends to be interpreted differently by each party.
So say that your neighbor's tree falls and you have property damage and you have to file a claim with your insurance company. Will your premium go up?
Well, you know, there's always a risk of that. There's never a dollars in, dollars out equivalent to your homeowner's policy going up. As a general proposition, they actually give you a break during these some quasi-disaster situations. If it happens during the course of just the regular day where the tree fell and a regular storm, probably. In this situation where there's so much going on, the insurance companies actually will allot more dollars for this, and it's less likely that your premiums will go up. In an auto accident, we always fear, oh, geez, you know, we got to call the insurance company. My rates are going to go up, and they probably will. With a homeowner's policy, it's less likely.
All right. Seems kind of weird, but yet the society we live in is so engaged in fault and litigation, you can kind of understand how that would happen. Hopefully not in your backyard. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the aftermath of the hurricane, which is number five this week on the countdown. Here's host Michael Graham with correspondent Alicia Palumbo talking about power outages that have still affected neighborhoods around, interestingly enough, the Patriots Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
What is the status of lights for the average resident in the Foxborough area?
Well, I just spoke with the fire chief a short time ago. He said there's
still only at about 20% of the town with power. That means 80% of the residents here still do not have power. We spoke to some of them. They're obviously frustrated. They are appreciative. There have been some donations that are being handed out of the public safety building of ice, food, batteries, things like that. Mm-hmm. They're definitely very appreciative of that. But, you know, day after day, it gets quite frustrating, especially, as you mentioned, UC Gillette. On Route 1 there, lit up like a Christmas tree overnight while everybody else is in the dark.
What are the locals saying about all the lights and power flowing over to their wealthy commercial neighbors?
Well, I talked to one man who is a season ticket holder. He says he will be at the game Thursday night. He loves the Patriots, but it's a little frustrating that you're seeing the lights on there and not necessarily in these neighborhoods. Now, there is an explanation to that. Mm-hmm. Basically, Gillette has a redundancy, which means they get power from Foxborough and Wrentham. So right now they're getting their power from Wrentham. But there is some criticism, some perception by the people who live here that maybe some of the power crews have gotten to the Route 1 area a little bit quicker because there is that Thursday night preseason game.
All right. I can keep my comments to myself, I guess, probably. Here's talk host Jimmy Cefalo with reporter Todd Starnes about the rising death toll from Hurricane Irene. The numbers continue to grow as the floodwaters recede.
Am I accurate on the death toll? Is that the latest you have? Is about 40 people right now?
Yeah, right around 40 people. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see more fatalities coming as a result of these floodwaters. And I don't know if you've seen some of the pictures coming out of Vermont.
Yeah.
But that's downright scary. These chocolate brown raging rivers that are literally wiping out houses and cars and bridges. And they're still dealing with a lot of issues this morning in that part of the country.
Yeah, and parts of Vermont are cut off. Some of the mountainous communities are basically cut off from the rest of civilization because they've lost those covered bridges or whatever else it might be.
Oh, sure. And you know, I'm not surprised by that. During the last presidential campaign, I traveled up through Vermont and New Hampshire quite a bit, and both very rural states. And as a matter of fact, Vermont has the smallest state capital in the country. So I'm not surprised that there are, you know, communities that are cut off. By the way, we still have millions of people this morning that still don't have power. And one of our colleagues here at Fox News Radio hasn't had power for 3 days now.
Yeah, well, you know, can I tell you, getting prepared for this, because here during 2005 when we had a handful of storms come through here, I had a friend who was out of power for more than 30 days. So, you know, sometimes, especially with as many down power lines as you have, this is not going to be back in a week or 10 days. It's going to take some time.
It really is. And the area of New York State that got hit by the storm, the actual tropical storm Irene, Long Island is really where a lot of people live that work in New York City. We're talking about the suburban right. communities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these folks are really hurting. Fortunately, they got the subways back up and running. But that's just not the story for folks in New Jersey and a lot of these New England and Mid-Atlantic states.
And it's becoming a political hot sheet, if you will. The situation with Irene, the aftermath, number 5 on the countdown. Dick Cheney's book, after we talk to Sam here for a moment. Sam's in Lake City, Florida. Hi, Sam. You're on the air.
Okay. Thank you very much, Doug. I wanted to comment on that fella about the insurance in the trees.
Sure.
And the liability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gentleman was correct, but I wanted to add a little to it. And the way I always tell it is if it's a green, healthy tree and it comes down in a hurricane or a twister, when it lands on a neighbor's property, you cut it at the fence line, and what's on yours is yours, what's on theirs is theirs. Now, if it's a bad tree, the thing to do, and you know that there's an issue with it and you can't get your neighbor to cooperate with taking it down, what you do is you take a picture of it and you submit it to your insurance company, and your insurance company will communicate with your neighbor's insurance company, and that keeps you from disputing with a neighbor. But they will resolve the issue, and that way you won't be liable.
It's like a car accident. All right, great advice, Sam. Thanks for calling. It's 15 before the hour.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. Now I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
The focus on Dick Cheney's new book is a big discussion item this week. Joe Scarborough and his partner Mika Brzezinski had Dick Cheney on their program, and he talked about how he became known as Darth Vader.
"You know, what's not answered in this book is what changed Dick Cheney from the man who was seen by everybody as the moderate voice of Republicanism in Washington, D.C., to a man who seemed to morph overnight into Darth Vader. That was your nickname. Brent Scowcroft said, 'I don't know Dick Cheney anymore.' Explain, first of all, what caused this supposed transformation, first of all, and secondly, how tough has it been for you and your family to deal with that transformation?"
"Well, it wasn't tough to deal with the transformation. And the after you've been vice president for a few years, subject of all the jokes on Leno and Letterman, your fodder for the late night comedians, you need to have a pretty thick skin just to get up every morning and function. I never let it bother me, and we used to joke about it. I've got a great picture that the staff took of me one day, and I didn't know they were there, but they snuck in with a camera because I had a Darth Vader mask on. It's like Darth Vader sitting behind the desk in the president's office." "Yeah. It's part of it had to do with the fact, the nature of the job. I was doing something that hadn't been done very often as vice president. I wasn't really in charge of anything. It's not like running the Defense Department with 4 million people or running the White House. But there were things that needed to be done, that I chose to do them. The president wanted me to do them, and it generated controversy.
He depended on you.
He did, and it worked in such a way that it sort of fed the notion Cheney's changed. I don't think I did. I think what happened was that 9/11 was a dramatic event, historic event, that we went from a situation where the Terrorist Act was a law enforcement problem to where a Terrorist Act had in fact been an act of war against the United States, killed 3,000 people one morning.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TransEquityResearch.com. 100% independent TransEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TRENDSEquityResearch.com today. TransEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown heard coast to coast on great radio stations like KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa, KSCJ in Sioux City, Iowa, and WHBL in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Thank you. Now, on with the countdown, one of the items this week, the situation that we're talking about from 9/11, the security things that have changed, what has changed, from CBS Chip Reed reported on a new study that finds the 10 years from then to now still brings us around to understanding there are significant problems with our national security.
Nearly 10 years after the 9/11 attacks, a new report says there are still major gaps in the government's ability to thwart and respond to a terrorist attack. The former chairman of the 9/11 Commission, who oversaw the report, say it's outrageous that Congress still hasn't passed their recommendation to allocate radio spectrum to first responders, a deficiency that they say cost lives on 9/11.
First responders ought to be able to talk with one another at the site of the disaster. I mean, that is so obvious.
The report also says we are still highly vulnerable to aviation security threats, citing the case of the so-called underwear bomber who tried to blow up a plane over Detroit on Christmas Day 2009. The report says that despite advances in airport screening, explosives detection technology lacks reliability. On the positive side, the report says our country is undoubtedly safer and more secure than it was a decade ago, and communication among government agencies has considerably improved since 9/11. Some security analysts have recently suggested that after 10 years and $1 trillion, it's time to stop spending so much on homeland security. After all, they say, there have been no major attacks since 9/11. But former White House Homeland Security Advisor Frank Salufo says now is the time to ramp up the fight, not back off.
Most people are not aware since 9/11 there have been 53 homegrown jihadi cases in the United States, and a majority of those have occurred in the last 2 years.
Only two of those plots succeeded, the shootings at Fort Hood in Texas and at an Army recruiting office in Arkansas, both in 2009. But Salufo says some of the plots, like the attempted Times Square bombing in 2010, were foiled only by luck. And the plot by Najibullah Zassi to attack the New York City subway system in 2009 could have been devastating.
The Navy SEALs who killed bin Laden found evidence in his compound that he was advocating attacks on the United States around the 9/11 10th anniversary. Intelligence sources tell CBS News that so far they are not hearing any rumblings of anything major in the works, but they also add that certainly security will be intensified both here at home and around the world between now and 9/11.
I'm flying on September 11th. How about you? Here's host Ro Khan talking with former Illinois Governor Jim Thompson, who was on the 9/11 Commission, about the new report.
One of the key findings of this report was that the screening process is still not as robust as it needs to be for explosives.
Correct.
What does that mean?
The current screening mechanisms for explosives is not very reliable, and the current body screening that you see in use at O'Hare and other airports around the country does not detect explosives carried internally. So, for example, you could have someone get on an airplane having swallowed explosives and carrying a cell phone.
To detonate themselves?
Yeah, sure. And if you don't think they'll do it, look at what happens every day over in Iraq or Afghanistan or Pakistan or Israel or places around the world.
Is there technology, I hate to put it in the minds of anybody, but obviously you guys were, you know, privy to techniques and capabilities. Swallow or insertion or however you want to look at that, is there enough of a type of explosive that somebody could ingest or put into their body that wouldn't do them enough damage while doing it and they could still detonate? Could that be pulled off, I guess, is the question.
Yes.
Would it have to be pulled off surgically or like somebody swallowing it?
Well, both. Or surgically. Either way.
It was a plot in The Dark Knight. The Joker did that to another inmate.
And there's a lot of other issues that we discussed today. For example, there's been a reform of the intelligence agencies, and we now have a director of national intelligence. That was one of our recommendations when we issued our first report.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the director of national intelligence still does not have a clear command authority over other U.S. intelligence agencies.
All right. Talk radio time is 59 past.